All the Things Podcast, episode 6.
We think.
I mean, as of the time of this recording, the fifth episode's not even up yet, so.
If that was the fifth?
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. This is the sixth one.
I thought it was the sixth.
I'm your host, Mike Furr. With not the same cast as last week, but most of the same cast. Pretty close. Dan.
Hi.
Steven.
Hello.
Darren.
Hi.
Maybe a Mike Chow. We'll see if he shows up.
You need to believe that.
No, because I said his name last week.
Okay.
Easier if you just set
it
on
good.
The table so you don't have to keep...
No, that's fine. I'll do it as we move around.
Great, now let's start over.
iPhone recording.
I'm just offering.
Yeah, we're starting over now. Fuck it. God damn it, Steven.
If you just finished a 30-second beep, it was because we censored ourselves.
This episode brought to you by Hand of Pants.
What?
Underwear for your hands.
Okay, so everyone else is laughing, but I'm lost.
So,
is this entertaining in podcast format, or is this a video I need to go
I think it's like a picture, isn't it?
No.
Yes, I am.
Before we started, Miss Lorraine Torres sent us a video.
I told you.
Of these underwear for your hands. It's a great infomercial. It's kind of like,
They just have gloves, like...
They look like gloves. That's the thing. It looks like, if you were to take little, if you were to take tidy whiteys. Like little tidy whiteys and put them around your hands. That's what hander pants look like.
Oh. And what's it called? Feety pajamas, but they call it something different. Lazy blanket?
I don't know.
Snuggie.
In memory of Billy Mays.
Tired of senseless
can you turn this down a little bit?
Using your hand? Tired of chafing under gloves?
One more?
Yeah, I'm tired of chafing under the gloves.
I'm not sure this is it's a broadcast to the rest of the rest.
Have you ever seen a terrible infomercial where they try to sell you terrible things?
It is gloves.
Yep.
No, it's hand pants.
Is this fake?
Nope. Actually, I hope so.
It looks pretty low quality.
It's a bogus infomercial.
It's an infomercial. It's always terrible quality.
But it's not.
Dude, it's a bunch of people getting super fired up for something that sucks.
You mean like Avatar?
Oh. I disagree with you on that.
Oh, it's funny because Avatar's terrible.
Pocahontas?
One.
I love Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
Well, there's Dan's weekly plug.
What is this picture?
I think that's
confused. It's a monkey.
It's a chimpanzee who apparently has a very fat ass wearing plaid golf pants and like a old Jewish lady scarf.
Play by play brought to you by Steven.
As he sees his video for the first time ever.
Oh, right on. Hobos.
Wolf?
Cryptozoologist? No
what
way.
What the shit is a cryptozoologist?
I don't know.
Snake oil salesman.
Citizen?
Jerks.
Geniuses?
What is this even listing?
I don't know, but I'm starting to think this isn't real.
Dude, I always trust a cryptozoologist. A cryptozoologist.
Take that away from us.
No.
Yes.
No. How long is this
podcast
video?
Sucks right now.
Nope. We have another 30 seconds.
Dan, you're making this podcast suck.
I always
bring this 5 seconds left.
It can't suck. We got Pokemon in right in like
just like every
minutes.
Week, Dan bringing the suck.
Well,
and for those of you keeping count thus far, we've already had our first high five of the podcast.
I guess that, is that a thing too?
That's what I do.
I'm discovering lots of things for being part of this now.
Well, they tried to Eiffel Tower me one time, and I ran away. In the parking lot?
We will get you one day, Mike Bird.
Yeah,
we will.
Get you.
Should probably remember that facial expressions don't communicate via audio.
Yeah.
I'll narrate. What the fuck face? Laughing face.
So yeah, hander pants. Kind of like
Kind of depressed, threatening face with a fork.
So here's my
laughing
question.
Face again.
Here's
Bad
my
poker face.
Now he has a knife. Rape face.
All right, Steven. Would you be more likely to buy hander pants or a Snuggie?
Hander pants.
Okay, well, let's debate the pros and cons of this, right?
Do I have to choose?
Yeah.
Okay, so hander pants, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this because I'm modest about my hands and I don't want my hand junk flapping about in front of other people? So, seriously, you're asking me if I'm... Is that you?
Hold on.
Look There's at how indecent this is, okay? This is...
Stop flashing me.
Dan doesn't have hand junk. That's why it's a girl.
What, did you get castrated?
That's why.
Where's your hand junk?
I had to run it with the cheese grater.
This also brought. This also brought to you by Dan's girlfriend.
My left hand is not my girlfriend.
They're kind of seeing each other on and off.
Usually nightly, but it's just a hookup.
That's wonderful.
I've never kissed her.
You don't kiss a whore.
I'm going to hell. And I will be
why,
single for just, and I will be single for a very
laugh
long time.
And I'm embarrassed about anyone sitting around me like, what are they...
By the way, we're currently recording this in Denny's. I fear for the people around us.
I fear we'd get escorted out by the police.
Yeah, right? Okay, so debating the merits of hand or pants.
Versus a snuggie.
God, I can't even say that with a straight face. Okay, so covering up my man junk or keeping warm with arms available?
Yes. It's like a backwards robe.
Yeah, I know what a snuggie is. I'm just trying to think when the hell I need that I don't just have a sweatshirt
well, see,
on hand.
Apparently
when you go to Taco Bell, because I saw someone in a snuggie at a Taco Bell. Like a
16, that is high class, sir.
A 16-year-old dude at a Taco Bell.
So are you more likely to look more like a douchebag wearing hander pants or wearing a snuggie?
Snuggie.
Well, it depends on the environment. If I'm at home, you don't really much look like a douche wearing
if
a snuggie.
If I walked in your house and saw you wearing a snuggie in your own house,
I'd call you
I'd talk
bag.
Shit.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd probably burn it so you could never wear it again.
With me inside it?
Maybe just
why are
you
considering that? That's supposed to be a quick no.
Actually, it's
we're also talking about you
I'm
using a snuggie.
Immediately reevaluating my friendship with you.
You're too bad you're trapped.
It's actually one of the darker moments in Angel's history, but I think not last season, but the season before, the Angels set the record for most people in one place wearing snuggies because they gave out Angel snuggies that night. It was like 45,000 people in a stadium wearing snuggies.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but go Dodgers. I'm just kidding, I hate baseball. I can tolerate baseball.
Seeing as how we're in a public place and we can't be racist, I was going to make a racist comment, but...
He was
now I'm curious what one you could make.
He was going to call me a Mexican.
Because you like the Dodgers?
No, because that's... because I'll wait till our food comes. Oh, wait, it's not coming to us. All right.
This is why.
No, you should go ahead and defend the staff so they spit in it.
Yeah. No, it's
this food brought, tonight's meal brought to you by spit.
No, it's the thing in Southern California that that Mexicans are into Dodgers and the Raiders. Those are their two favorite sports teams. So Darren's halfway there. He's a Raiders fan.
Okay.
So
I was like, is he part Mexican?
Because he's half Mexican.
Well,
are you
Spanish?
Are you
Mexican or Spanish?
Are
I'm
you
from Spain?
Well, you're pretty white.
I honestly just assumed you were white.
I can't imagine you in a sombrero, so you must be Spain Spanish.
That's what I'm thinking.
Spain Spanish.
Ashamed face. Thinking face. What the fuck face. Laugh face.
Stop it.
Yeah. Stop it, asshole. You're just being annoying.
What's
no.
No face.
No.
That's pretty close. Not bad.
Close enough.
Yeah. So, yeah.
My milkshake's gone.
Hell with it. I don't really need to recite Reddit crap on here.
Hey,
you know what to say? Yeah, I know.
This episode brought to you by reddit.com/r/spacedicks.
Check it out, yo. It's awesome.
No. Yeah. Really, don't go there. I mean, I know by telling you not to, you want to do it because you're all a bunch of fucking children, but don't do it.
It's just like animals being tortured or something. I don't know.
It's much worse than that.
Well, I honestly don't know what it is, but because people have told me don't go there...
You remember
I don't go there.
You remember that website you didn't want to look at when we were at the LAMP party and I told you, dude, Steven, you should look at this? And you're like, nope.
There's a lot of those.
Chuck Testa.
Someone posted that to my Facebook and now I don't remember what it was for the life of me.
Chuck Testa?
Yeah, I think it was, he posted.
Is
nope,
that an
Nate.
Antelope driving a car?
Nope,
just me,
Chuck Testa.
Chuck Testa.
Talking about lifelike recreations in the most deadpan tone I can come up with. I'm giving Ben Stein a run for his money. Chuck Testa.
I thought you didn't remember what Chuck Testa was.
Oh my god, there's a bear in my bed.
Nope, just Chuck Testa.
Oh my god, Chuck's got a girlfriend. Nope, Chuck Testa.
You see Chuck Testa popped out from the back of Dan's hand? Nope, it's just Chuck
hey,
Testa.
Hey dude, where's your hand junk? You should really get some hander pants for that. Then people wouldn't notice so much.
Well, when I'm wearing my snowy...
I'm gonna go with the hander pants.
Okay.
I think that
I completely forgot just... about that question.
Now it's... Look up Chuck Testa.
You haven't seen Chuck Testa?
No.
Oh my god.
Isn't it nice stuff being... Did you just pull the Jackie Chan? Look.
Yeah. Why are we doing Reddit memes? Stop it.
Why are we named all the things?
Fuck you.
Actually, that is appropriate.
Oh,
man.
Oh yeah. I have a list of things we must discuss.
Oh yeah.
Did you really make one?
Nope. User submitted.
User submitted.
Oh, this will go well.
No, it won't.
All right, so thank you, Lorraine, for that. And we appreciate it.
Lindsay, this is from you.
Well, let's start with the first one. Don't name them all. We'll start
we need
with
to talk
one.
About anal beads.
Anal beads? What's your opinion on anal beads?
Steven?
My... What, I'm the expertise on this?
That was a really look. Really? That was a fist bump.
Okay, what's my opinion on them?
I'm not for them. I voted against that particular measure. I disagree with vote no on anal beads. 28. How do they name those? I have no idea.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the people about 25 feet to our my left.
Giving me a weird look?
No, but I'm sure they're going to get up and leave soon.
Hey, you want some ham?
Hey, all right.
Our food's here. Awesome.
Ham? Him.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, pancakes?
Pancakes. I think that's him as well.
Thank you. Okay.
Right on.
Grandes language?
This guy.
It's from mail.
Thank you.
French.
No mail.
You just got trolled, sir.
I'll eat it. Cool. I don't like complaining, but...
No,
sir.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, thank you.
I'll be back with you. It's the hamburger. Cool. Say ranch?
Yes, please, actually. Okay. I completely forgot. Thank you so much.
That was our wonderful server.
You
trolled me.
Yeah, actually, I approve of him already, just for that.
I got trolled
actually,
by
you know what? Actually, that was, oh, sweet, okay. No, I just like the fact that Dan got trolled.
All the people. Me.
Oh, that's great. Honestly, I feel like I should tip him extra just for that.
No, actually, no, that's what I was going to say. I was going to wait until he was out of earshot, because that right there is reason for me to tip him extra. It's like, remember the ranch when I forgot, and then trolled Dan. So, therefore, winning.
Seriously, I honestly think that being that witty and still having that sense of humor, at what time is it? Like, who knows how long he's been here? I mean, maybe this is the end of a long day for him.
It is 0109.
Yeah, seriously, like, this may be a really long work day for him, and he's still got that much of a sense of humor? That is quality service.
Or he did like I did and woke up at the ass crack of 6 p.m. Just kidding, I get up at like 1.
Liar.
Sometimes.
What you call me when you wake up, which is usually by about 3.
That's like, I enjoy when I'm...
Awesome, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right on. Cool.
Everything okay?
Great, mm-hmm. Thank you.
So okay, far, so good.
There we go.
Thank you.
You want me to take this?
Yes, please.
And some syrup for my sausage.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Did Dan, you really just reference that?
I did.
Cook?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Danny, would you like some sausage? Yeah, kind he quoted Freddy Got Fingered.
I hate all of you.
No, you don't.
You know what? That's the one movie. You know how most...
You almost had a knife slide.
You know how most movies, the more you watch them, the better they get? That's the
this
one
is always, absolutely one of yeah, them. Not true for comedies. Okay, some comedy. My immediate reaction is Men in Black was not funny the second time I
no,
saw it.
No, you know what? Because Super Troopers got better.
Well, and I actually really hated Anchorman until my roommate watched it like 6 times. And I just kind of had it as background noise. And after a while, it was like, oh, look, quotable lines. And now I know them, and now it's kind of amusing.
No. No, Freddy Got Fingered is one of those movies that like degenerated by half every time you watch it.
I assume it was quite terrible the first time you saw it, too.
No, it was pretty funny.
Was it really? I like it.
Will Ferrell, he's kind of like cigarettes. The first few times you have them, you hate them. But after a while, you just can't stop and you don't know why.
The only thing I particularly like seeing him in multiple times over is as Trebek.
Suck at Trebek.
Yeah, and even then, it's not really like I'm watching for Ferrell. Yeah.
No, you're watching for imitation Sean Connery, which is almost as good as real Sean Connery. He's like the Diet Coke of Sean Connery. No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
You guys, we're getting off topic. We're supposed to be talking anal beads.
My mistake.
Sorry.
I hope that sound gets fixed.
Thank you.
Given the topic that just got mentioned.
Yeah.
As Steven removes
thank you.
His.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
What color are they, Steven?
It's brown. Like it's like
what color were they originally?
It's like brown. It's like yo guys anal beads. That was a recreation.
Hold on, we need to go to the next topic.
Thanks for clarifying.
Other people trying to
yeah, I think that's all we can say.
All the drinks.
Oh, all the drinks. Well,
we all four got chocolate milkshakes.
Okay, so I have really no experience with them at all. I have no idea what to even talk about.
Alcohol?
I don't. No, anal beads, man. Come on, stay on topic.
We changed the topic already.
Yeah, you're the one who's off topic.
I hate you all.
You're one topic behind.
All right.
All the drinks.
Sorry, I had to work today, so when I got to Reddit, I was already missing, like, half the memes, and they weren't funny anymore.
You know, seeing as how nothing was really said, say what you were going to say.
No, I'm done. Screw you.
No, talk about the beats. All right, we're taking the topics back.
All right, then.
All right, guys, anal beats. Let's go.
Funny, that's the next one on the list.
Again? Twice? We got a double topic? Who cross-posted that crap?
Yo. Responded to my own Facebook status. Excuse me as I choke on some eggs.
Not that kind of eggs.
All right, fine. We'll go to drinks.
Drinks? Just in general or alcohol?
I don't know. She said all the drinks.
Yeah.
So
all I think that encompasses everything that is supposed to hydrate you or alcohol fuel you or, I don't know, shit you pour down your gullet. I don't know.
Drink all the beer.
So far today, I've had a Mountain Dew regular. I had
oh, look,
Mike's
it's the white
live
person
wire.
Laundry list.
Mike's, my LiveWire?
Mike's LiveWire they put into the fridge to keep cold when he got back to my house, but I drank it because I'm a spiteful fucker.
Fucking prick.
If I any have of you... to sneeze, but it's not coming.
Bless you. Anyway.
I hate you all. I'll just you.
Bless you. Damn it.
There we go. Got it in.
And then I had some beers. One beer at the bar. And then I had a chocolate milkshake. I have a Coke. And diabetes. I'm on my way to diabetes.
You know, it was really funny because
I see you there, Dan
and Steven order a chocolate milkshake. He brings the chocolate milkshakes out. And he and Darren are like, you know, we'll have one of those,
we'll
too.
We'll also have a Sam Adams.
You know what that was? How that was real life upvotes.
How do I get the taste of weed and hooker spit out of my mouth?
Misquotes for the win.
I had to remember Adam. What he was talking about for a second.
I love a Sam Adams. Man, it's 9 in the morning. Yeah, but I need to get the taste of weed and hooker spit out of my mouth. Then the boss says, I'll have a Sam Adams as well.
I'll have a Samuel Jackson.
Good fucking choice, motherfucker. Get you drunk.
All right, next topic, because that was kind of a
by the way, I've discovered working in the back room in a grocery store allows me full freedom to scream at the top of my lungs constantly.
Mm-hmm. So you do?
I do, often. My coworkers love it.
Is that when you're, like, just singing Kesha?
Yo. How'd you know?
I'm sorry.
No, I'll go back there, and someone will come in, and they're trying to be enthusiastic, but they're still kind of bashful about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so come in, and they're like, yeah! And I'm like, oh, yeah. But, you know, and again, I'm in a restaurant, can't do it, but I'll just, you know, full Patrick Warburton respond and scare the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But then they get
what?
Used to it. I do. Everything in there, you know, it's like...
The next one is Vegas.
Once again, never been. I got nothing to offer.
Well, we're supposed to go 23rd, 24th-ish. I don't know.
Somewhere in February.
Which Dan...
Everyone's supposed to go, but I can't because
so
I have a work
tax refund
thing.
And blow it all in a casino?
No, I'm getting my tax refund and buying a computer.
Oh. For porn.
Yeah. I need a faster porn machine.
Is it just coincidental that suddenly everyone wants a new computer?
Well,
did someone spark it? Or is it because of Tor?
It's because a lot of...
probably part of it.
A lot of games are coming out that people are going back to.
Battlefield
I got a text message.
Battlefield Tour. Is it Mike?
Who the fuck?
Sorry, guys, can't
me?
Make it.
Did you just say Battlefield Tour?
Battlefield and Tour.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm disappointed that there is not a Battlefield Tour.
What did Chow say?
Are you guys still at Denny's?
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we're recording without you, dick.
Anywho. Next topic. Well, Vegas, yeah.
You gonna put that
they're,
on
they're
there?
They're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's already recording, dude. All right. Mike said his last name before on the podcast. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, that's... whatever.
Oh, and he knows that we talk shit.
Okay.
That's normal. We talk shit to each other in person. Shit, look at me and Mike right now. Fuck you.
So we're going to Vegas, and lots of people, like basically everyone that was at Lindsay's birthday party should be going, hopefully. And that was a good time for, you know,
Dan.
The better course of a bunch of hours.
It was a great time for
so
Dan.
So this will be, yeah.
Angel hands.
I miss you, Angel. I don't know.
Didn't
who
we figure out who Angel was?
No, nope. we thought it was, what
are
was
you talking
name?
About?
Pinto? We thought it was Pinto.
When I was at the drunk podcast that we posted or are going to post,
I'm pretty sure that's up.
I was extremely intoxicated.
Okay.
To the point where I was sitting at Trader Moe's with my head on my knees, wanting the world to stop.
Now, was that an actual name of a place or a nickname?
Trader Sam's.
Why do we call Trader Moe's anyway?
Because drunk Mike decided it was Trader Moe's.
Yep. Chuck Testa.
But, and saying I wanted the world to stop spinning would be an understatement. I wanted the world to stop being on the spin cycle.
Yeah.
And but the someone, world needs to be clean. Come on.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, you know, someone else said that once. 1941. That was low. I should really beep that portion out.
No, no, no. What was the
even more racism.
What's the name of the theory that, like, the longer an argument goes on the internet, the closer you get to a probability of calling someone Hitler? It goes to 100, or goes to 1, I think it's mathematical.
Approximately 25 minutes.
No, there is. There's like a... Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it.
What do you like better, unicorns or puppies? You're Hitler. What? Argument on the internet.
Oh.
Unicorns are awesome. No, puppies are sweeter. No, unicorns. Puppies. Hitler. What?
It is. No, I'm pretty sure any argument, if you
That initial argument was like sitting at a red light and your light turns green. You're like, hey, it's my turn to go. I'm happy. You make it 4 feet in the intersection before you're broadside by a train.
I'm yep. so lost talking to you people.
Anyway, back to my story. So, sitting there. At some point... No, I was in and out of Blackout Dan.
That's what she said.
But but someone started rubbing my back for like 15 solid minutes.
Okay. All
right, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Everything okay?
Yep, delicious.
Great.
So for 15 solid minutes, someone's rubbing my back. And I have no idea who it was, but they had the fingers of an angel. So that's the name. I don't know if it was a guy. No, it was a girl. I think it was a girl because someone behind me from the same general area kept saying, Dan, the man. I was more focused on how amazing the back rub was and trying not to vomit.
Jesus.
In the fire.
Sweet Jesus.
I saw a phrase that made me laugh called sweet and sour Jesus. Just the word combination alone. It's quite amusing.
Did they show, was it just the actual word or was there a picture or what?
I think it was the oh God realization. That, I know that doesn't communicate on the podcast very well, but that's about it.
Sweet and sour Jesus.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sweet.
Amazed face.
Okay.
Oh, this burger's good.
You just started eating. Don't give me that. I'm full.
Is that the she wants my coffee face? That one?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried posting one of those. It did not go over well.
Mine did.
Fuck you. Mine went really bad really quickly, so I deleted it about 5 seconds after posting it.
Wow, that fast?
It's like post, and it's like 4 downvotes. And I was like, well, guess no one thought that was funny.
And mine was the worst pun in the world. Had to do with birds, and she wants my hawk.
I had one where it's like sitting and watching TV, and she goes, do you mind if I have a sip of your drink? She wants my Coke.
Yeah, I would downvote that.
Yeah. Pretty sure I'd downvote that, too. Well, you win. You win some, you lose some. Bacon, kittens, that's how you get upvotes. Atheism.
Dude, fuck r/atheism.
Dude, seriously, they are really just pricks.
It's not funny. Rage comics are supposed to be funny. You just bashing every religious person isn't funny. It makes you kind of look like... Hitler.
Well, the yes.
Don't kill yourself now.
We went there.
That just happened.
Oh, actually, Dan went there. You can find him at this address.
Yeah, of all the people of information to post, I think
I really wish I could remember your address offhand.
Yes.
Battle that off. And our one fan will come and find you.
Ever since email came out, there's no reason to know anybody's address ever.
Sure, there is MapQuest.
Does anyone use MapQuest anymore?
Nope, Google. Google knows all.
I do like how MapQuest was so great with the directions, too. Go down 6 blocks. No, wait, 7. Turn left. Sorry, right. Right again. Turn right again. Turn right again. I think I just went in a circle.
Right again.
There was one mile. Go 0.1 mile.
There was one time I was going out to a friend's house in Lake Elsinore, and it told me
that
to take... It kind of put me on the... It put me in the right direction, but I ended up missing, like, the street. It was, like, one of 5 possible streets, and I ended up missing the street because the street had, like, I don't know, something like 14 to 15 letters in the actual name. MapQuest gave me 2. Yeah.
Was it a VIA? You got VI and all 5 streets are VI.
No. That's the whole thing is that it wasn't like Spanish words. So it was just kind of like...
Was it Pomeranian?
Yeah, it was Pomeranian. I don't know, dude. Shit. Anyway.
No, what was the thing like? You found this thing online. It's like things you realize when you're an adult or something. And one of them was like why does the map company just take out like the first six
steps? I know how to back out of my driveway.
Take out the first 6 steps how to get to the location. I know how to get to my housing track. I know how to get to the freeway.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the one where it says, I really wish MapQuest had the avoid ghettos route.
Why people's problems.
Specifically, yeah. Basically.
It is.
But of course, your idea of a ghetto, Dan, is different from mine.
Mike thinks if there's one building with bars on the windows, you're in the ghetto, and me, if there ain't cars on blocks and people shooting at you, you're happy.
I think I understood about half of that.
Sorry, I mumble a lot when I'm enjoying this delicious grand sandwich brought to you by Denny's.
You look like you were about to bust up laughing just ordering it. You honestly look like it was like Grand Slamwich.
I don't remember this.
Don't judge him.
Don't judge me, bro.
You look like you can barely order that food without laughing.
Can we get another topic?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we strayed pretty far. Sorry.
Hitler Ghetto's map
Vegas? Yeah. Vegas, end of February. Awesome. Can't
wait. We're going to Vegas. Don't map quest through the ghetto.
Yeah.
Wait, so all right. The next one are... Now, this is an ill-conceived question.
This is really loud.
Yeah.
The question, or the topic posted on this, from this next one is, why are guys assholes? And four dudes here.
Wait, who said that?
The same person I've been reading the list off of the whole freaking time.
Well, that you? Person needs to stop being a man-hater.
Man-tater?
Man-tater?
Dictator?
Well,
Hitler.
Hold on, let's get in.
Malcolm from Jurassic
you know,
Park.
You, start, you know, hey, you need to be a trendsetter and start calling people Mussolini. Yo, what's up, Kim Jong-il?
What's up, KJ?
Although I was here for the devolution in that conversation to Hitler, I'm shocked how quickly it moved, and I don't even remember how it got that way so quickly.
He's just like, blah, 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 Hitler, what?
No, it was like...
Darren had my back.
No,
it was just
like,
morphing so many words.
No, it was something like man-hater.
Man-tater.
Not nearly as funny this time around.
Dictator.
I was just shocked how quickly that went.
All right, men are assholes, go.
Wait, so who says this?
Men have assholes.
By the way, these last few questions have come from Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, it's from Lindsay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question for ladies out there. How come all guys are assholes, and yet there's four dudes sitting at a table who are single as fuck right now?
Because we are ugly.
Because we're sitting at a Denny's at 1:30 in the morning talking to a cell phone.
You know, speak for yourself, dude. Alone. If I didn't have these good looks, I'd have nothing.
That's why you're...
Stop staring at me.
That's why you're in the 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
The lowest 1% of the 99.
Yeah, I just try to say that I'm poor and just assume that all my other faults are,
Guys are assholes because if you're nice, we don't get anything. That's why.
There's actually scientific evidence to back that up, too.
No, when asked, he's just like, yeah, well, the problem is that I'm poor. But at least I have nothing to offer a female. Oh, wait.
That's a secondary problem. Yeah. We'll get to that when we worry about the poor.
All right, now away from the wow, I almost... You know, screw it. I'm going to be offensive. Away from the lesbian topic.
What?
All guys are assholes. Bad joke.
Steve Stamp the guy?
No, I think this is a good topic.
My guys are because
I'm a lesbian.
Me too, I'm a hardcore bug muncher. I perform
when I'm older, I want to own a rug store.
Is that what you're going to call it?
It's like a drug dealer who smokes his own weed.
Rug munchers, etc. Will that be the name of your store?
Yeah.
I don't know why, etc.
Rug munching
and
Opolis.
One item in the list and then etc.
Yeah.
That's pretty presumptuous. You're an asshole. You must be a guy.
That Hitler, that de-escalated rather rapidly. Kind of like Hitler.
No, realistically, the reason guys are assholes is because unfortunately chicks dig them.
Everything okay?
Yep. Everything's great, thanks.
They finally left.
Right here.
The 35 minutes of the podcast, the last remaining people near
no,
us.
No, see, no. I'll get serious on this. The reason girls are into ass, or the reason guys are assholes, is because girls are into guys who are assholes. And
that's a pretty general statement, though.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that tends to be the rule, like the vast majority of the time.
No, like you have guys to all like the serious.
Guy. Well, no, we can do this a little bit. We're afforded one serious moment.
We passed that already.
No, guys. Certain guys will treat girls like assholes because they know that they're into guys because girls are into
them.
You
know what it is?
Except for Jeff. It doesn't work for Jeff.
I think there are a lot of guys that other guys pretty quickly recognize that they're assholes.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, what do you see in him?
Yeah.
But when they're around women or whoever they're trying to sell themselves on, they act like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And once they've quote-unquote reeled the person in, or once they're comfortable, or once there's a commitment to the level of like, oh, well, now she's not going to leave because, you know, we've been together for so long, or because I...
you know, she has things over at my place, or like there's some whatever excuse you want to come up with, then they start acting like themselves. Yeah. So we see it really quickly.
Yeah.
Because we have that, because they're not trying to impress
us.
Yeah,
because we know. Exactly, yeah.
But they act differently around them. But it's not like women don't do the same thing.
No, no,
it's
no.
Really,
I mean,
just that people
no,
are.
No, it's like, that's
what
like,
women do is they reel you in first, and they leave you for an asshole.
Yeah.
I realize, again, this does not communicate auditorially.
Agreement face, poker face.
There you go.
Well, no, but see, that's, I think that's like, that's kind of like why it's hard for me to, that's why it's hard for me to like completely take this actual like topic completely seriously, is because it's like it's on both sides. It's like guys can be assholes, girls can be incredibly shallow, you know. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
It goes back and forth.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's
just
like,
I always feel like, because I mean, it's a common question, it always comes, you go to anywhere there's discussion about general life,
yeah,
someone will say, well, why are guys assholes? Oh, because girls like them.
Ew,
typically the
girls are into the brown eye.
Yep. And it typically kind of comes across as like, oh, well, nice guys can't get anything and blah, blah, blah. Often sounds like a nice guy who just got burned and is now holding it against all of womankind, which
yep.
makes them seem really immature. You know yeah. what I mean?
There was, I can't remember where I saw it or where I had read it or something, but it was like...
Tosma.
Well, it's always... yeah.
Yep. Hitler edition.
Hitler edition? Jeez. Wow, how we've degenerated.
We've created a meme and killed it already.
Yeah.
Nope, chug tester.
No, it was that...
I hate you all.
No, have you guys ever heard that? Have you ever heard this thing? I mean, maybe not to yourselves, but you've heard maybe a friend who's gone through it, where a guy will ask a girl out and the girl will say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't date you. We're too good of friends. You know, you're just...
Yep.
You're a really good friend to me. Realistically, isn't that kind of what a serious relationship is? You are best friends. That's
nope.
the person who's going to take care of you.
In the perfect world, that's what people want it to be.
In the perfect world,
never
yeah.
works. Because
well,
if
no,
you're
no,
best
but
friends, you're not going to have... Every relationship needs at least a little bit of conflict. And if there's no conflict, trust me,
friends
no.
have conflict?
Yes, but not
it's
in that
not
manner.
The same.
I don't
me
know.
Me and my ex never had a fight.
We fight like
cheated
we're married.
And left me. Yeah, but I could never date you. You're too good a friend.
Too good looking.
Nope.
Chuck Testa.
You guys are a bunch of fucking idiots, man.
And you're here with us.
I know. Not a day goes by, I don't regret it. No, you know, that was really cold. I'm sorry. That,
that hurt
even
me.
Jokingly, that was
hold
pretty
on.
Cold.
Hold on, Steven. Hold on. Right now the tears are streaming down my face.
Mike is now mushing
a joke
on his face.
Came across a little more douchey than I meant it to.
Downvote.
You just got downvoted in my mind.
Somebody's walking home.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that fucking
is. That's the plan.
I'd say use your smartphone and GPS it, but...
I'm too poor for that kind of thing. We went over this.
I know.
I'm rocking a flip phone razor, motherfucker.
So I guess unless there's more to be said...
Well, I'll say something. I guess from what I heard is... or from what I've read or something along the lines of that is... It's not so much the chicks are in the guys who are assholes, it's chicks are in the guys who are the alpha male, the guys that are, you know.
But unfortunately, that just comes off as being an asshole.
Exactly.
Just because you're not an alpha male?
The people who are, you know, like the alpha males, you know, tend to come off as assholes. Or they,
it's confidence.
Or they perceive, or, yeah, they have that confidence, they can come off as assholes, and they take that as alpha male. They're attracted to that.
There was
it
a woman.
Back, I think it goes back to, like, a... Like the hunter-gatherer days, like where it's just ingrained. It's
well, but see the thing is though, is that
the
I
same reason why women can see more colors and guys have better senses of direction. It's just evolution.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
It's correct.
No, you know what the thing is.
Or
like
Wikipedia.
I'll agree. I'll agree with what you were saying there, Darren. But the thing is like I think it just becomes. I think that whole alpha male kind of thing just becomes bastardized. You know, it ends up turning into a point where it's no longer about having confidence and being the alpha male. You just become a prick.
I agree.
There is, I want to say it was like a, like an eHarmony or like a, some dating site or something like that, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
They have forums all the time, and a lot of times they'll just ask questions to the users, and it's not like an article, it's just
okay,
responses
Cupid?
Back and forth. It might have been, I don't know. I don't think so, though. Huh. The conversation was a little too serious.
Which is bigger, the sun or the earth?
Oh my god. Okay, we'll get back to that. But it was kind of a confidence thing, but it was more to the point of the guys who have confidence are the ones who are asking. Like, that's it's like the nice guys, they're like, oh, I don't... They're nervous, they're shy.
True.
So they don't say anything, and so it's like, okay, maybe someone really is...
The one
is
who puts himself out there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, oh, man, he seems to get laid every night. Yeah, and he got rejected by 20 other people, but he had the balls to go ask every single one of them. 50
no's and a yes is a yes.
Yeah. Really, though?
Well, those, yeah, but, what was it, Barney's failure rate on How I Met Your Mother?
It was like 2%, right?
He's hooked up with like 300, or what was it, he hooked up with like 300 girls, but he had asked out like 3,000. So thus your failure rate is...
98%.
Yep. Check this.
As a person who's been in the situation where he's walked up to a random stranger and asked her for a phone number or, you know, to go meet up, when you walk up to someone, you feel really confident, then you start talking, sounds like, hi, I'm...
It's really nerve-wracking.
I'm Dan, and I want to know if, nice pants.
well, being rejected
you
want to
go
sucks.
To dinner at, like McDonald's? You have pretty teeth.
Party?
I'm going to go home now. This is, just forget this ever happened. Tell your friends a creepy guy came up to you and just spouted nonsense for like half an hour, and then you gave me a dollar and I went away. Could I have a dollar?
Hey, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put my dick in your ass.
Don't ever do that for me.
And you guys wondered why I didn't want to eat while we were going to the podcast. Nobody ever listens to Dan.
Fucking I have no idea how hard that was to keep a straight face. And you know why? Because every time I hear it, I picture Nate saying it.
And I really appreciate you for that. Oh, except the fact that I almost choked and died.
That's a compliment to him.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. What did you say you want to fuck a man?
Yep. Yep, that's exactly what I said.
Man.
You got me.
All right.
Man who's empowered in the 40s. Just let it go, homie.
Here we go.
So anyways. Yeah.
Last topic on the list.
No, I think that's pretty much it. So, yeah. We're all to blame. We all suck.
Girls have assholes, too.
No.
And the last thing, how do we feel about the word moist?
Moist. Moist, moist, moist.
Moist. That was a How I Met Your Mother episode as well.
I kind of like the word moist.
I like it in description
it's
to food.
It's better than sloppy.
it makes food sound more appetizing. Like, oh, this turkey's really moist.
Yeah.
For almost anything else, it sounds quite disgusting.
Like when people get moist.
I had a moist fart.
Hey, you're done eating. Don't worry about it.
I'm still eating.
As I eat my food. I don't know, dude. I have no say on the word
you
moist.
You have no gag reflex is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Why are you... Dan, why you...
I see what you did there.
Why you try so hard to paint me out to be gay?
Because it's not easy?
Oh!
Yep.
Two. Or three. Three.
You know, guys, it's hard to look like an alpha male when you make me look gay.
It's because I'm the alpha male, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you met Mike?
Oh, man.
Dude, we haven't done that.
I know.
You know why? We haven't gone anywhere with those women.
Yeah,
Hey, at the bar that I frequent, almost every waitress knows me by name.
So you haven't introduced them? No, have you met Dan?
Have you met Dan? Yeah, actually, I have.
Okay.
All right, I don't know where to go from here. Right.
That was it.
And I just said, like, can you get Budweiser, please? Back of pool balls?
You don't even need to ask. They give it to you.
No, they enable me there. I walk in the door and I wave hello to the bartender and she's like, I get up there, just got a rack of pool balls and an open beard. It's like, I wasn't gonna drink tonight.
She's got your balls?
But now I'm gonna drink tonight. Yes, my balls and the long, hard, cold thing, because my penis is cold.
That's unfortunate. You should get that looked at.
This is turning out to be the worst episode ever.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's supposed to be.
This is the greatest episode ever. This is the first episode where we've truly not gone over any real topics.
It will be a good episode once you're done editing it. But you just have a lot of cutting down to do.
Alright, so all those wonderful topics were from Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay.
We have more?
We love you. We'll see you in Vegas.
Well, there's
probably movies. Sooner.
Mr. Sean Selzer said, you're a podcast.
Yeah, more like, you're a podcast.
Have fun with StarCraft 2. Bam, you gave us two topics, motherfucker.
You're a podcast. Go.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Chirp.
Plugging Lindsay's blog post, How to Wear Men's Shirts. If I could go read it, I would, but you didn't give me any sort of a link. So, sorry.
We'll get that next week.
Girlfriends should stop wearing their boyfriend's
Sean
shirts.
Wants
it's easy.
To, Sean
hey, guys,
wants to
stop
do it.
Wearing V-necks.
It makes you slightly less heterosexual.
Anything else? Covered hand or pants.
Covered the what the fuck blanket.
Yeah.
Footy pajamas.
Ooh, footy pajamas.
Let's see. My friend Devin, she liked the post asking for topic submissions.
Thanks for liking, Devin.
Wait, she may
what
have unliked.
What does that even mean?
She unliked it.
So. Thanks.
Yup, Jean liked it.
Thanks for pointing. You know what? Thank you. And then fuck you.
I support your podcast. Wait, what did I just say? Hold up. No. Fuck those guys.
She probably just went and listened to it and went, huh?
This is what they fucking talk about?
Let's just block this profile forever.
Yeah. Needless to say,
she may not have actually blocked, unliked
it. I check and see if you guys are friends anymore. As he picks up his phone and checks.
That'd be very depressing. Let's see.
It's like, I like it, but...
Really, Dan? Really?
What?
You're checking?
Why not?
Yeah. That's
what true. Else are we discussing?
That's true.
Wonderful meetings. I was telling my manager earlier tonight
it's like, I like your post. I don't like you throw up in my front yard.
I threw up in her living room. Into a bag, and I was very respectful.
Okay. He said sorry.
Sorry.
I did about 300 times.
I'm so sorry.
I was told I'm the most agreeable drunk on the planet.
What were you saying, Steven?
Oh, I was talking with my manager.
Nope, still friends.
Guy by the name of Eric. Eric's, he's 20, but he's very much like a 45-year-old. I mean, he's the anti-20-year-old.
Old soul.
To a ridiculous extent. I mean, he's seriously...
It's been a hard 20 years, right?
Tell us actually, how from what it tells me, it kind of has been.
Oh, great, now I'm depressed.
I mean, it's not like, oh my god, I mean, but...
You know what I like more than anything? Sitting down, watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
I really would have asked him. I mean, he's just, one of those guys. I mean, the thing is, he was raised by his grandfather, and I kind of get the feeling that his grandfather was like, I was born and raised on a farm, and you will work your ass off, boy.
Yeah.
He's never told me about his grandfather, but just based on the work ethic that Eric has, that's the case.
Yeah.
He's very, very mature for being a 20-year-old. But I was mentioning to him earlier today that I think I've had more philosophy of life discussions with him while, like, facing things up at work or in the back room than I have with anyone out. Every day I see him, it's like, what does it mean to be an adult? And it's not that we're like, you know what, we need to have a discussion about life.
Why is water wet?
That's a discussion I would have with you.
Mind blown.
Mike, water's not wet, it's moist.
Kind of
That's
sexy.
It, I guess my story's done.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Nope.
Why'd you...
Don't fucking say it.
Drug test, huh?
No, I wasn't going to. I was going to say, Darren, why you derail Steven?
I'm done.
Because fucking morons.
Why am I friends with all of you?
Because you're laughing still.
Why did you move 2 states south to be with us?
Not a day goes by, I don't ask myself the same question.
He decides, you know what? I don't mind if they murder me. And then he moves south.
How'd you meet these people online? What do you think of them?
Well,
drive.
Holy shit, the fifth member showed up.
Oh, it's Mike.
Mike's here.
Well, that was the sixth of the podcast. See you next week.
Hi guys, welcome to the sixth episode of the All Things Podcast. Brought to you by Hander Pants.
Ow.
Pull up a chair, dude.
I'll go and sit right now.
Pants down, mouth.
No, but then you can't talk.
Well, then I can eat.
Well,
pants down.
We'll worry about that when the food comes. Pull up a chair.
I'm more worried about eating right now.
Okay.
You want
3 bites of a grand sandwich?
No, it's all right.
You want a fistful of egg?
That just might be the least appetizing way you could have presented that. If not, would you like some leftovers? Or here, I've got some egg if you want it. Would you like a fistful of egg?
He could have said a rectum full of egg.
Okay, you had the least appetizing, plausible manner of delivery.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan, for go ahead and keeping me on my toes to make sure that...
That's why they pay me the small bucks. They don't pay me.
That's why they pay you so well and appreciate you so much.
I don't want to talk about it.
Military ding.
Don't do it. Take it from me. Go to fucking college.
Hey, Heinz is telling us to support our veterans, sir.
Thank you, Heinz.
Now I feel like a dick for using the ketchup.
Why, you don't want to support the veterans? Hitler.
Mussolini.
Now you can no longer say that you hate us, because you're one of us.
One of us.
Doesn't that make
gobble,
mean that I can hate you?
Gobble, gobble, one of us.
Crab people. Taste like crab. Talk like people.
I love you, South Park.
It'd be so nice if that picked up stereo. You could have one of us on either side. It'd be awesome.
It'd be creepy as hell.
Alright, well,
wait,
what?
See. Anything else?
We played Tour a lot this week.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Seriously. Okay.
So I gotta mention, I'm the only one of the group, as far as I know, that is not playing Star Wars The Old Republic. And, I mean, everyone, we had the big LAN party for it, the week-long LAN party. Everyone's, like, going balls to the wall with it, up till 5, 6 in the morning leveling, just going apeshit talking about it. Since that LAN party's over, not one person said anything on Facebook about, like, hey, I had a cool thing.
Because I'm not on Facebook, I'm on tour.
Well,
well, actually, 100% honesty, it's because we have a Facebook group where we post it all.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say, or, you know, when we hang out, like, it's never, I never have a single moment of someone being like, hey, did you see this thing in Star Wars? And I'm like, oh, I'll let them do their thing for like two. Like, no one says anything.
I went out of town.
That I actually had to ask people, like, is anyone even playing this?
The reason, one of the main reasons I've noticed that, especially considering we have a few people who are playing the same class, is spoilers.
Yeah.
Because the main storyline is so in-depth and so fun and so enthralling that, like, if I told you how yours would end, like, without meaning to, it would probably piss you off.
That's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah. And I have a Hermaphrodite companion now.
I have actually been considering. I'm just going to completely ignore that statement.
You suck, Dan.
I have been considering.
I rolled an Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. See? It happened.
The example. I was actually considering just picking it up and just kind of treating it as a single player game. Like, because, you know, I work till 11 o'clock most nights, so I'm not really available to raid until, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
And presumably everyone will be done with their raiding by that point or, you know, what have you. And so that's my big concern is, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to play because I don't play when everyone else does.
Dan's awesome reject raid group will be going.
But
I can come.
I was hoping that was an acronym for something, you know?
Reject raid group of retards.
Mentally handicapped, you douche. It's not.
So, you know. Dan's den of debauchery.
Triple D's.
My story's done. Fuck it.
We can stop doing this to you.
You need to try harder.
Now I'm just feeling bad. Hold on.
Stop fingering your water cup.
Hold on. I feel bad. The tears are streaking down my cheeks.
You know what this is? My fingers rubbing together.
You sounded like a very small animal being thrown out of an airplane from a far distance away.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that at first.
Neither was I. I said my mind that's what happens when my mind wanders.
Takes a little wiki walk. With no actual information.
A full blown sprint across probably a broken bridge.
Okay.
It's pitch black in the room, you have no idea where you are, and it just runs.
Huh.
Head down, ass out, let's do this.
Pants down, mouth open.
Get in there. Can't stop, won't stop. I love you, Nate.
Quick, we need more.
More what?
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
Always need more DACA.
Always can use more DACA.
More DACA.
Why are you all looking at me like I'm supposed to contribute if there's
because
a lull in the conversation?
Because normally you insult us or come up with a story by now.
You're supposed to continue.
You're all
the
fucking
story.
Morons.
You're our safety net.
You're our umbrella. Like
I'm just waiting to jump back in and all of a sudden everyone looks at me. What are you doing?
I said you're our umbrella. Ella.
Ella. Ella.
A.
This is going to be really annoying for people.
I don't care. Did you stop recording?
No, we're still
going.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay.
I open up my browser on my phone and the okay face pops up.
Alright, okay. So let's get a little bit less rambly than we have been for the last hour and a half.
Let's get topics. Actually, I was going to pull up an awesome email.
Oh yeah, we have emails to read.
What?
Oh, someone actually sent you one?
Yeah.
Sort of.
No. We have email. Hold on.
Emails.
Do we have like actual emails from someone who listened that is not one of us?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, I want to hear
that. The one for the gift card?
No, it's not.
I always promised to read it on air, so I actually do want to say
except it's taking forever to load.
Because we're recording.
Recording while you eat up my processors. It phone, not computer. All right, here we go. Let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. We might have something. Hold on, we might actually have something legit. Unless Katie just retweeted. Nope, she just retweeted. Damn it, Katie. Next time, send us something. This one, written in from Jessica Walker. Jessica Walker writes in, hey buddy, have you heard the news about Twitter? You have a Twitter account. You can get a free gift card worth 100 up to 1,000. Not dollars. Was shock yesterday. It was very true. Just check it out below. All you need to do is enter any valid email and address and address for the shipping destination. And I'm not going to plug their website because they can go fuck themselves.
Panderpants.
It does remind me, I did get a very exciting email letting me know that I could get 71% off window washing from Amazon. God, I can't say it with a straight face.
This one from Shirley Martin. Ooh, it's a lady. We would like to tell you that your mail, all the podcast, has won a $1,000 gift card. Tell us where to send by entering mail and home address on our website below. We will send the gift card within 24 hours.
Seems legit.
Yeah, yep. From the same website.
We'll experiment with Darren's address.
Hold on, no, this one's great. This one's from Kimber. Yeah. Hold on, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that does remind me of something really...
Everything okay?
Yeah, yep. Do you want
to... Oh, yeah, can I get a menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask for somebody to pick it up because I'm
not... Oh, no problem. Oh, yeah, sorry. Actually, we should probably... Yeah,
are they, like, trying to close or something?
No,
are
we being 24 hours.
Okay. I was going to say, is the chef, like, their what? Those people.
I'm wondering, though, if he's got to take off, so make sure he gets
the tips. To get the tips, yeah. I do, but I might need to break mine down a bit for tip purposes.
Oh, damn it.
See how much I wanted to leave.
Now we're still recording.
Do you have some ones or fives or something on there I can split down?
I've got $6 cash.
What are you? Okay.
I got a couple ones.
Somebody
six cash? Take that. Like a five and a one?
Yeah.
Are we just going to hand him a tip?
Yeah, if he's taking off, we'll just give him the tip and then cash out zero.
Here you go. Actually,
I mean,
okay, so that's $3.
An extra dollar beyond what I have.
What do you have?
Well, I want to leave... I want to leave three, basically.
Okay, what do you have?
I have two ones, two. And then I've got a 10 and a 20. Is there some way you can
see them? For one, five, and a 10.
Can you give me seven?
Count this.
Okay, what do you got?
Sorry, guys.
This is a tip portion of all the podcast.
It's a nine.
Okay, can I, I'll give you my 10, and can I get seven out of that? That's my portion of the tip.
And then we just need Darren's portion of the tip.
Yeah.
Which, so you know, is 20% plus extra for trolling Dan.
Not bad.
Take the ones, put the five in?
Yeah.
Oh, do you need the...
You keep the five, you take the ones. Or no, put the five in, you take the ones.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so I was doing...
This okay. Brought to you by a girl we used to know.
I guess right? 15?
One before your time.
Got
15?
It.
Yeah, I guess that works. That's, yeah, that's like more than 20%. That's like 25%.
You know what he can do with all his tip money?
Hand
your pants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more than 25%. That's fine. Go. Go give it to him.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, you're taking off. Just want to make sure you get this.
Just run up like a socially awkward penguin.
Be like, hey, if you're taking off. What?
Is that the homeless lady?
I think so.
The one on the other Denny's.
I think so.
God damn it.
Anyway, so let's fucking put this train back on the tracks.
Oh, so I was going to say...
Oh, we're recording?
I saw a thing on Reddit where someone, I guess, went over to 4chan, I think, to the /B board, and they posted, they're like, hey, I was talking to this... Did he say, was he like, hey, cool?
Yeah.
Cool. And he's like, hey, I was talking... I don't know what it was talking about. He's like, I was talking to this girl, and she was really amazing, and we were hitting it off really well, and blah, 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 for like 3 hours, and then we dropped the internet. And he's like, I didn't get her contact info, I didn't get her email, anything like that. All I got was a picture she sent me of, like, her and her friends, and it's just, like, hanging out at a party or something, and her first name. She's like, that's all I got. Can you guys do anything to help me out to find her? He's like, it's an amazing person.
Worst mistake ever.
Within an hour, /B head, name, address, Facebook information, phone number, contact, everything. Based on a picture and a first name.
Huh.
Which I was simultaneously impressed and scared as hell.
Don't you ever put a picture of me on 4chan?
Do not piss off the internet.
Yeah.
Especially 4chan. Because there's a bunch of really stupid people.
Guess what, Sopa? You're fucked.
Well, you saw what happened with GoDaddy.
Yeah.
12,000 websites.
Did you piss off them?
They already reversed them. They were like,
GoDaddy is now against Sopa.
Well, because initially, yeah, GoDaddy was like, oh, we don't support it. And then secretly, they're like, we're still going to go ahead and sign for it and whatnot. But then they finally were like, okay, we're against it and we're not.
By the way, if you guys use the internet, you don't want Sopa to pass.
No.
Unless you need a bait, then use all the Sopa in the world.
Did you see? What was it? It was someone running for
bad puns, bad.
A Congress representative in Wisconsin who went on Reddit and he's like, hey, I'm going to do a Q&A session tonight. So he went on Reddit.
Terrible idea.
Stupid.
No, actually, it worked out really well.
Really?
People actually had legitimate questions for the guy. They were like,
hey. When you should do 4chan.
Yeah. No, it was like, how do you feel about this issue? What do you think? A lot of it was like, what do you think about SOPA? And then people were asking him kind of goofy questions, you know, like, oh, you should put more kittens up and people would vote for you, blah, blah. And he responded to every single one of them. He even used one of the emoticons, the are you kidding me one? That's like the two circles with the little curve.
Slanty thing?
I guess that's maybe what it's called, but it's like. He was like, he actually kind of knew the internet jargon, and then they were like, do you just have someone typing this all for you, and blah, blah, blah. But I guess his whole staff is only like 3 or 4 people.
Oh, awesome.
And he never asked for donations at all throughout the whole thread, but people were like, you know what, I've been really impressed with this, like, here's $10 coming your way, here's $25 coming your way, et cetera, et cetera. And he posted a thank you to every single person.
Hive mind.
Earlier today.
All I need to do is act like a politician.
Yeah, right.
Going
he said he
Reddit.
Raised over $5,000 from it, and he.
I can really use $5,000.
Yeah, and he actually individually thanked every single one of them, and I was like, that's really cool.
I will
that's
individually awesome. Thank every person who sends me money. I promise.
So what was it? So
I'll call you.
Stop Online Privacy Act.
But I think his big thing was that he was running against another congressman who supports SOPA. So Paul Ryan, is that his
name?
Oh,
well, that's a sure in.
I know. It's yeah. Not like, you know, it's preaching to the choir. You know what I mean? But it's Paul Ryan, right? That's the dude who's some politician who supports SOPA.
There's a lot of politicians who support SOPA.
Well, there's someone whose name keeps popping up on the front page as a SOPA supporter.
Oh, I don't know.
So there was, or maybe this is the guy who opposed him. I don't remember, but someone was opposing this guy, and so he came on, and he's like, I'll do a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And so they asked him a lot of stuff, and, I mean, and other non-SOPA-related questions, but it was a political Q&A that actually went over well on fucking Reddit.
I know.
Now, did anyone on Reddit call him Hitler?
No, but there wasn't an argument. Give it time.
Give it time.
There was a
actually.
It was. I kind of.
I got this.
In the realm of credibility, I felt kind of bad. We on Reddit earlier today, a couple hours ago, the like number two topic on there was like, here's a list of organizations, industries, and people who support and what's called congressmen, senators who support SOPA.
Right.
And you go down it, and it's kind of like, you know. It's like, you know, all these people support SOPA. Here's all the industries. And there's
a bunch of people you've never heard of.
Fuck ton of industries. Like,
really?
There was, like, easily.
Most recently, Nintendo and Sony stopped backing SOPA.
Easily, there's, like, they've got a list of, like,
This is the list of people who don't support it.
No, these are people who do.
Who do.
Okay. Surprisingly, there was, like, 75 industries, and then they go down the list of things, and you've got, like.
These are just people who don't know anything about it, and they're like,
okay. No. You've got, like, Disney. You know, the Motion Picture Association of America, you know, all that stuff.
I guess I can kind of understand that, you know, the film industry or anything like that. I mean, anyone who's like, oh, this will affect piracy,
but there was a lot of those. You know, Sony Studios, that type of stuff. Just all these people that just supported it. And then all these, you know, whatever. And
there are 476 names on the initial list, if I'm not mistaken.
And so then, anyways, so then you get to down to people who are against SOPA,
uh-huh.
And then they've got another list of people, and then you get down to and then it gets to the industries that are against SOPA.
Oh, okay.
I shit you not, there were 10. Whereas the other one had like 75 to 100 of them. 10. There were
3M 10. Is against SOPA. 3M, they make tape.
Yeah. So there, anyways.
I bother listing it.
No, but then.
Big support.
But then here's from the credibility point of view. Like, there was the cool stuff on there because you've got like, there was the cool stuff. You've got like GoDaddy, Sony, Nintendo, these companies that supported SOPA.
I thought Nintendo didn't.
They did.
They
reversed
their decision today.
Oh, okay.
Today, so, or in the last couple days.
Anyways, so there's kind of your big names now. Whereas in the other one, again, you had Disney, Sony. All these huge names.
Yeah.
When you get down to the actual companies that are against it, you had, you know, like Microsoft. But then you've got things like 4chan.
Zynga,
the guys.
And there's people who support it?
Against it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's like you have serious names.
Okay.
But not
then you have them mixed.
But then you've got like the, you know,
Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous. You've got 4chan, Tumblr, Facebook, you know, all that type of stuff. So you've got all these kind of like, you've got all these like, no shit, because, you know, you are fueled by piracy, you know. But
Pirate Bay does not support SOPA.
I forget where I was reading. Someone actually did bring up, you know, because. I'm assuming that no one's going to go ahead and claim, no, you know, I never download movies or I never watch them streaming
on
some website.
I'll claim the shit out of it.
Okay.
I am absolutely an internet pirate.
Oh. Right. I was actually trying to say that, like, no one's really going to say, no, I never download movies, I never stream anything, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they might say it for legal purposes, but You know what I mean?
I should have all this time. I have Netflix. I paid.
Never pirated. I've never pirated a game. $1 million worth of equipment.
Like I don't think of equipment.
Wait, we're talking about movies. My bad.
I've never pirated a game. But I mean, you know, yeah, I've got MP3s of music. Most of my music I actually just listen to on YouTube now. I just listen to it streaming.
I haven't bought a legit copy of a CD in over a decade.
Yeah, that's probably the same for me too.
Because you're not a whore.
But someone actually pointed out, you know, that one of the more common arguments is like, you know, oh no, the movie that's a blockbuster that's going to make $10 million took a little bit of a hit because someone downloaded it online.
Mm-hmm.
And the point they were making was, okay, yeah, so for the big studios and the big movies and the big blockbusters and the Michael Bay films and that sort of thing, yeah, the pirates is probably not going to make all that big a dent. If someone likes Metallica and they're going to go on tour, yeah, probably not going to take a huge hit from music piracy.
Yeah.
But all the little independent stuff, that actually does affect them pretty big, and not even just in the money that they make, but in how willing the studios are to support them to help get their films made.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, let's say, Kevin Smith, he's trying to make... was Clerks a studio-supported thing, or was Mallrats his first studio-supported?
He wasn't shooting... He shot the movie before it was picked up by a studio. Miramax picked it up
after. Miramax had to distribute it, right? I mean,
Miramax ended up distributing it, yeah.
Okay. You know, so imagine something like that. And
his movie, on the other hand, no.
Yeah.
No studio.
Well, current movie doesn't really matter. He's a big name now, and people are like, oh, we'll probably make
it. Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe not. And those movies are kind of hit or miss, yeah.
What?
Oh.
What'd you find?
Oh.
Did we get another topic?
No.
What?
Someone responded to my rant about how much I hate Anonymous and Lil Sec.
Oh.
With nothing but the fuck and troll face as a profile picture.
No, but it's like, it's like the poncho troll face. So.
Yeah, it's poncho troll face.
Anyways, go ahead.
But yeah, and again, it wasn't so much the money that the independent people would be making off it. It was also the backing that they could get from studios and whatnot. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, you've got this kind of artsy film, and maybe it'll be a cult hit. Maybe it'd make a ton of, you know, it costs $20,000 to make, but it makes $1 million, which is a huge profit margin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not willing to support that because they're like, oh, well, you know, the piracy and the statistics and whatnot show that, like, oh, we can't make as much off this. So let's make the stuff that we know will make a lot of money, that piracy won't affect us to the point that we're worried about it.
Yeah. Who the hell pirates an indie film?
I'm sure they do.
That's like stealing.
But it's the same about games.
I thought about pirates.
You remember when that game bundle came out and it was like, pay however much you want for it, and Panarcade was talking about how... I know we mentioned this on some... I know, probably not this podcast.
I know we talked about this about a Cracked article we read a while ago. Like, pay whatever you want, and then people are actually stealing it.
Yeah, people were just taking it for free. And it was literally like you could pay a penny for it.
Well, that's not as bad.
Not even that. They're actually like stealing it, like not paying anything, and they were using the server's bandwidth.
That's not as bad as Radiohead put out one of their more recent albums.
Album was put out for no cost.
I think they put out. I think they put out a legit album since. I think they have.
I don't like Radiohead.
But they put. Yeah, I don't like Radiohead either. But they put it out there, and pay what you want for Radiohead, and.
A lot of people
are like, fuck it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So it's like, I fully believe that there would be independent films that come out and people would be like, well, I'm not going to pay, you know, I'm not going to pay to see it in the theater, which I understand because the theater's very expensive. But, you know, no, I don't want to get Netflix. I don't want to wait for it to show up on Netflix. I don't want to go pay the dollar to rent it from Redbox. I'm just going to get it streaming online because that's convenient.
It's just like my continued argument for the reason I pirate things is I've got a finite amount of income. That money can only go certain places. If there's a movie out there that I'm kind of interested in, but I don't know, chances are if I have no avenue to see it, I'm not going to fucking watch it. Therefore, they're not going to get my money in the first place. Or I'll do what I did, you know, what I currently do, which is if I really particularly like a movie, like if I see it and I like it enough that I'm going to watch it a second time or a third time or whatever, that type of shit, I'll actually go out and buy it. You know, I liked, you know, Dan hates it, but I like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Dan, you hate everything.
Yeah. I thought Scott Pilgrim was a really good movie,
and I pirated it
originally. Mm-hmm. And I went out, and it's been a money thing, but I actually went out this weekend and I bought it on Blu-ray, you know, because I liked it.
Yeah.
That's how I am with most things. You know, if I like something... Now, video games is different. Like, video games,
You're like a pseudo-pirate.
I've tried to be legit on video games. Like, I have real... More recently, I haven't pirated
because
it
it's an industry you want to support, right?
Yeah,
well,
but it's kind of the same thing for movies. Like, when let's say I mean, okay, do you think in today's movie environment, for what comes out, the films that get released, all that sort of thing, do you think something like, say, Pulp Fiction could really make it? Or do you think that it would probably just get bugged and the studios are like, no, we're not going to do anything that's different. We only want to make the mainstream stuff because we know that's what's going to make
money. We want to make sequels and reboots.
Yeah. Well, seriously, though.
But I think what it is for the... What I think with the... I don't know, it's kind of...
I mean, it's just no one's willing to experiment anymore because they want to know what will absolutely make money.
It's a worthwhile gamble for movie companies, I think.
It should be.
Because they're they're low cost to make and the yield is great. Whereas with these high money, you know, very high budget blockbuster action thrillers, that type of stuff.
Well, that's what they did with
you pour $150 million into a movie, you have a real good chance you're going to lose $125 of that. You know, say nobody goes to see it. Look at
Greenland. But people do go and see it.
Not all of them.
What's what they did with the Paranormal Activity or something like that?
That movie was like $20,000.
Yeah, it was dirt cheap. Yeah, it was.
Paranormal Activity made $60 million its first weekend.
But it's just, I mean, maybe
really?
It's.
Yeah.
Wow, I've lost a little bit more faith in America.
I mean, maybe it's just the culture of today and whatnot. But I mean, look at, let's say, mid-90s and how many various, just, you know, real artsy, like real independent, very just out there. Yeah. Kind of stuff, and I'm sure a lot of it was pretty terrible, but I mean, you can look back and say, like, wow, there are a lot of great movies that came out that, you know, like, they're cult hits.
Yeah, that was definitely an indie film.
That was pretty independent, yeah. Spielberg? Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
Well, I think just based upon...
Like, and I don't think you would see that in today's environment. No, maybe it's...
Hubble with a Shotgun? Amazing movie.
That was in the 2000s.
But you've got still,
today, I'm talking about today.
Nowadays, you've got a much bigger pipeline for things to come out. You know, you've got more people...
Oscar pipeline?
Look it up.
You don't want to know. All right, then. I'll take your word for it. I will not look it up.
See, it was like, hey, conversation is now.
No, you're not allowed to do that. You keep going.
No, seriously, continue going, but I fully believe you that I don't want to look it up.
You couldn't, you know, back in the 90s, it wasn't as easy to make a film. You couldn't it was like when Kevin Smith talks about making Clerks. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I think we talk about Kevin Smith so much on this podcast is because, you know, some of us tend to really appreciate his work.
And
he's a funny guy, and, you know, and realistically he is kind of like an indie film person. But when you look at originally his work, he realistically almost bankrupted him and Scott Mosier because they went out.
He ran himself into credit debt.
They took every credit card out they possibly could to buy the film. The film itself cost them over like $20,000. You know, it was like, and you can't do that. You know, I mean, nowadays you don't need that. I can go out and I can shoot a fucking movie on my iPhone if I wanted to. And if it's got a good enough subject matter, people will watch it.
It almost doesn't have to have that anymore.
Dude, I made a bullshit documentary that took me all of 2 days to make in a documentary making class. And it's got like almost 500,000 views. I've got like over 5,000 comments.
If you had boobs in it, you'd
No, it's got Warcraft.
If you had boobs in it, you'd have over a million hits.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd have
more kitties. More cats.
Yeah, more kitties.
More kittens.
I was really worried before you cleared that up.
I thought you said titties.
No, I thought you said kitties, but...
Where was your mind? 2 inches away from where anal beads go? He's doing that.
He'll just drink his water now. So,
That's an I'm ashamed to know you face.
I mean, really, I mean, back on topic, it's just...
I don't like the topic.
What do you want to talk about, Dan?
I'm just trolling the shit out of you guys. Keep going.
No, see, Dan, a friend of mine actually came up with a good response. If anyone ever asks you, have you ever pirated anything? You're like, I'm not going to lie to you. And just walk away.
Well, no, I mean, it's... Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I agree. I haven't paid for a CD in forever. And it's because I don't really listen that much music.
I think the last CD I bought was Mastodon's Crack the Sky. And like I said, it was one of those things where like, I downloaded it first. I got like a week before it came out. I'm like, CD's really badass.
Yeah.
And Offspring's newest album with the last CD I paid for.
The newest one?
The one with Hammerhead on it.
Rather Forward, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, that's actually...
But at the same time, I think people do underestimate a bit the impact of piracy. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, oh, well, no, it doesn't do anything, and like, big whoop that the companies are losing a little bit of all this money they're making, and now they have to fly a silver jet instead of a gold one.
Lost my download of CDs in a while as well, so...
Yeah. But I would bet you that that piracy does have kind of an effect on not so much the blockbusters losing money, but that the kind of experimental stuff doesn't get made as much anymore because people aren't willing to gamble it.
I think that's an excuse, though.
I think a lot of the general consensus when it comes to piracy and why people are so okay with it, because it seems like people today, and yes, most of you are going to hate me after I say this, but people today like to blame a lot of their problems on other things and take it out on people, and they see rich people as the enemy. So they're thinking, oh.
Occupy?
Yeah, no, I'm not going straight up there. I hate them, too. But this is just America in general.
Right now, we're occupying the Denny's.
We are occupying Denny's.
Well, we're also paying them for it.
I'm the 1%.
True.
And we haven't been asked to leave yet. Seven times before you get maced.
I still like the qualifier.
No, like, I mean, everybody. It's always, you know, the big corporations. If it's not the big corporations, it's the government. If it's not the government, it's the politicians. If it's not the politicians, it's the rich people. You know, it constantly changes, and people are like, you know what? I don't care if I pirate. God forbid Will Smith have to eat, you know, fried chicken as opposed to golden fried chicken. You know, it's shit like that, and that was unintentionally racist. I apologize for that.
I was going to say something.
You know what's funny? I didn't even notice until you said something.
Yeah, no, I realized. But, no, it's like people are like, oh, he's going to have to fly around in a G5 instead of a G6. You know, and it's stuff like that. It's like, stop. That's not a Kesha reference, by the way. It's not, because Kesha did not sing that song. But it's people who just genuinely don't give a shit about anybody who has done better for themselves than they have. And it's kind of a sad sword state of affairs.
Yeah, but you know what? Conversely, too, like, just like that's a fucking cop.
They're entertainers. They love their fans. Don't try to lie to me. I know. Every rich person would feed me dinner if they had the chance to.
No.
And I'm being sarcastic.
Well, no, it's like, the thing is, like, the company, I mean, it doesn't matter how you feel for the companies or not. It doesn't matter where you hate them or whatever they do. It doesn't matter. The fact is that pirates, like, saying that all of a company's problems, all of these movie picture companies' problems.
I never said that.
No. No, this is the thing, though. They do. They say that the reason movie sales are down, the reason people aren't going to the movie theaters, blah, 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 the reason this shit isn't happening
because stealing is a movie or sneaking into movies is just like killing
yeah. It's like they're saying it's because of fucking piracy. It's like, look
at Mike is right. That's what's driving SOPA. That they think, if we pass this, we'll get revenue back up.
Yeah, and it's like, look here, motherfuckers. It doesn't matter that the economy is doing terribly. It doesn't matter that people are spending less money on everything in general.
Well, if we
but
stop
no,
pirating,
piracy.
We're pumping more money into the economy, that's stimulating the economy. So maybe it is.
Realistically, I mean, that's when you tend to have more criminals, is when people are making less money.
I realized why the economy is in the state that it is. MySpace, Facebook, and Reddit have all been coming up. The more the internet gets big, the less people want to actually go do jobs. The less people go do jobs, the more credit cards we get.
I thought you were going to go on about entitlement and whatnot.
No.
Because definitely the internet as a community, I think, feels very entitled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, fans. You guys are a bunch of self-entitled pricks.
Don't
part of the internet.
Don't lie to yourself. We have no fans. We don't.
Well, let's see.
We got to go play a secret show. Every show is a secret show. Yeah, Lindsay, feel free to jump in here at any time, by the way.
He's grubbing first.
That strawberry toast you have looks delicious.
It is. It's supposed to be banana.
Oh, really? I think it's a good substitute.
I think so too.
You know what I think? I think 3D movies are an anti-piracy thing.
Dude, 3D movies are. I don't know if you saw it, but Roger Ebert posted a thing about why no one goes to the movies anymore.
It compensates for the dimension that everyone pirates.
No. 3D movies. If they
I get that you're making the joke, but I don't quite get the joke.
Me neither.
This is the way it works. You start introducing 3D movies again. People are like, oh man, I really like 3D movies because Dan can't see them and that makes them better. I can't see 3D movies, my focus is off and it doesn't focus right. But
really?
Anyway, yeah, I can't do it. But anyway, so they start just indoctrinating the 3D thing, and then they only release 3D movies. And good luck fucking pirating a 3D film and watching it at home without their nifty glasses.
I know someone who pirates 3D movies. It's very easy.
I assume you're not going to announce who they are.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I know someone who pirates 3D movies. It's real fucking easy to do.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
It's easy.
No, dude, seriously, no shit. If you have a computer that's capable of, or like
two
a video
screens,
card.
I'm guessing?
No, not even two screens. If you've got a computer and a
it's
monitor.
It's got nothing to do with the monitor.
If you've got a computer that's capable of running a 3D.
I just assume that it's because it has to project two images that are slightly off from each other.
Well, no, NVIDIA actually has special glasses that are enabled with all new cards.
Hertz or something. It's like twice the normal refresh rate.
But computer screens will do more than 120 hertz. All of them will do that.
It's very. I could run it on my computer. And I have a 260.
Yeah.
Which is like 3 years
the thing is that NVIDIA sells special glasses, and they have a setting in all of their cards that allow you to play games in 3D if 3D is enabled. If you have the glasses and all that shit, That's all you need. You can download a fucking 3D movie file and watch that movie in 3D and 1080p on your computer.
Well, my conspiracy theory just says fuck you.
Yeah.
Better conspiracy theory.
You know, actually, this summer...
I pirate movies because they suck.
This summer, as opposed to other summers, I actually kind of paid attention to the blockbuster sales. Or, like, to the blockbuster...
It's
like,
a lot further down than a lot of previous years, right?
Actually, it's not as much as you think, but...
Overall, there hasn't been a whole lot of wonderful movies this year.
There was no Avatar this year, or the Dark Knight this year.
But the thing is, you had, I mean...
There were big movies, but for the whole span of the year, I couldn't name you 5 box office movies.
I absolutely could name you 10.
Okay, go for it. Because I'm honestly curious.
Yeah, I can't think of any like, huge movies that came out.
I'm thinking sequentially. Thor...
Oh yeah, Thor.
I don't know.
Captain America.
Captain America, Harry Potter.
Muppet Show, or Muppet Movie.
That's not a summer blockbuster. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was Iron Man 2 this year or last year?
Iron Man 2 was not this year.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Cowboys and Aliens was 1. That's 5.
None of these strike me as, like, the big movies that everyone
But they were, though. That's the thing.
Like, yes, they were big movies, but they weren't, like, the everyone's got to go see them movies.
Yeah.
To our group, maybe they were.
Well, okay, but the point I was getting at when you guys were talking about 3D, though, is that, you know, they kept talking about 3D and all that type of shit and how, hey, this, you know, fucking Thor in 3D, Pirates of the Caribbean 3D, Harry Potter in 3D. 3D movies didn't do particularly well this year. And I'm not talking about the movie in general. Harry Potter... was fucking enormous. I think it was like the biggest opening of a movie ever. Ever.
Let's get a theme park.
Now, is that just, you know,
ever.
Based on inflation, or is that like my ticket sales?
Inflation included.
I don't know if it's
top 3. I think it's value total dollar amount.
It just Avatar, seems like every couple years it's like, you know, it's Avatar. The biggest movie
no,
in all
time.
No,
Avatar didn't have a huge opening like Harry Potter did.
Oh, okay.
Did it really not?
Well, it had a good opening, but Harry Potter has that initial because everyone knew Harry Potter. No, people didn't know Avatar.
The reason why Avatar was money because it was in theaters for 3 months.
Oh.
James Cameron's not as relevant as he used to be.
They re-release it in theaters again.
Anyways, what I was getting to is that
it was in theaters for three months, and then they re-released it like at the end of the year.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
so the point I'm trying to get to is this: when we went to go see Pirates of the Caribbean, we went with Cameron and you know, Jason and a couple other people. And Darren.
Me.
Sorry, Darren. You're always with us, and
what
so...
is this, like, one of the...
Anyways, we went to go see Pirates of the Caribbean, and I, you know, I had been to previous opening nights for Pirates of the Caribbean before, and it was always crazy, like, every theater sold out and that type of shit. And now this time they had it in 3D. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, you guys, we gotta get our tickets online.
Early.
We gotta get there early. We gotta be ready. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm big Pirates fan. Big Pirates fan. So we get
Did we get there
3 hours before the movie starts at midnight. First people in line. Of our entire group of people, which I think there was about 7 or 8, 6 more people ended up in line behind us. That means that 14 people got there beforehand to see the movie. The one theater that had the non-3D showing completely sold out. High school kids all the way down the road. Just huge, like, all that type of shit. And that's kind of how 3D movies went this summer. People didn't go to see movies in
3D.
They are expensive.
Like, it's like
$6
more.
It's gimmicky. More.
Yeah.
What's worse than that? The, what did they call them? The reflex seats that they had in theaters?
The what?
They had, like, basically simulators in the theaters, and you could pay extra to get this box, and there's like 4 or 6 seats, whatever. And you get in there, and it shakes during certain parts of the movie.
So it's supposed to be like
horrible.
The Back to the Future
be,
ride at
yeah,
Universal
more or less,
Studios.
Kind of like that. It's supposed to engross you into the film. You got like different speaker setups or something. Something kooky to
But it's not specifically designed for that.
No, it's
just something
legitimately designed.
Oh, the movie's actually.
No, the movie's not. No, the seat is designed to bring you into the movie.
But the movie's not filmed, actually. Really.
But it's something like $18 a ticket per movie.
Yeah.
And people sit in there, and they're like, realistically, it's like sitting on top of an off-balance washing machine. It just makes you nauseous and shakes your soda.
But yeah, I mean, 3D is one of those things that just, like, we don't know if it'll last. I mean, 3D this year seemed kind of more cooler than it ever had been. What the fuck are you guys doing? What is going on here?
Just keep going with your monologue.
Just keep going.
No,
I'll tell you
I'm done. No. Hey, this conversation. Hey, conversation's over with.
Woo!
4.
We were referencing an unspoken Dane Cook joke, which just might be the only unspoken Dane Cook joke I can think of.
Oh, wait, that guy never talks. Never says a word.
My Super bad. I can't do that.
Then Steve stabbed a guy.
Yes, he did. Do not go drinking with Steve, because he's...
And stay away from Paris, California.
There's meth.
What's Paris, California?
It's a shitty town.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Take a meth problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's getting kind of late. Anything else?
I gotta poop.
Dan's gotta poop.
In the information age, things we don't need to know.
Yeah. Dan's pooping.
I am?
What an appropriate exclamation to make.
Yeah, so. Alright, well, we're actually at the 80-minute mark right now.
Wow.
Whoa.
This is our longest podcast to date.
Yeah, I think so.
And our least...
That's cool, because nobody downloads it anyway, so our bandwidth is good. We're fine. I mean, literally...
Mike's getting depressed the longer this goes on. No one's going to listen. Fuck you guys anyway. No one forever alone.
I will give $5 to the first person who emails me this who is not currently present, who emails me with this, the timestamp, when this here sentence ends right now. I just want to know if people are actually listening.
I don't even know what you just...
Why are you playing footsie with me, Mike?
I'm not touching your foot.
You were.
I'm not.
You need to go? Or you need to let me out?
Alright, fine. You know what? Dan's got to defecate real bad, so we're going to end this.
Why have we... Fuck it.
Steven's done. Alright.
Let him out.
He's trying to end it.
No, I'm ending it real quick so
just
that we can
do Dan out, Hitler.
Clean break. Fuck, man.
I want someone to listen to this and also give me a count of how many times
you guys, questions, comments, topics, Hitler all the counts. Podcasts
let
at...
Me out before the plugs.
All the podcasts at gmail.com. God damn it, Dan.
Sorry, here's each one.
Sorry, what was that email? I didn't quite hear it all the grunting.
And then there were three.
Ouch.
So there were, email at allthepodcast@gmail.com, questions, comments, all that type of good shit. Follow us on Twitter at allthepodcast. Follow me on Twitter at Mike_Furr. That's FURRH. You can find Steven when his computer eventually gets fixed on Twitch. No, don't worry. I'm not going to call you out on anything else. Just on Twitch.
Okay.
Twitch.tv/Zevia. He always does all sorts of cool video games and... Super Nintendo games and junk. What was that one that we fucking beat the other day? King of the Dragons or something?
Oh, King of Dragons? Yeah.
I think it was sick. And,
I'm working on a Final Fantasy VII playthrough once I get back. I'm like halfway through disc two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really want to get a Mega Man X playthrough in there.
So
thanks to
Ego
Raptor.
Really watch you play video games?
For real, dude. And it kind of depends on the game I play. If I play the really popular, especially the Squaresoft RPGs, I'll get, 10, 15, 20 people coming in.
Yeah.
Which, for Twitch, isn't exactly a whole lot, but...
Your Mass Effect, you weren't getting a whole lot, were you?
No. And I think it's because it's one of the... I think everyone had played it at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to play Mass Effect, it's for the story. And if you've already seen the story, then they're just like, well, I want the action and stuff like that. But I was trying to do a story playthrough, and fucking, it was just poorly executed.
Yeah.
But, like, when I did Secret of Mana, I had a whole bunch of people coming in. When I was doing Final Fantasy VII, I had a whole bunch of people coming in. When I do A Link to the Past, I had a whole bunch of people coming in. It's like the games that everybody played, and especially the games that everybody played from their childhood. Or
yeah.
From their younger days, depending on how old they are, you know what I mean?
He did Diddy Kong Racing.
I got a fair amount for that, too. It's usually just like the big titles that everybody had, they'll come in and watch.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying
But they'll come in and they'll fucking just chat. It's really entertaining. It's almost to the point where I won't play games anymore unless I'm streaming them, which makes me feel like an attention whore, but...
Yeah.
Seriously, I haven't played a single bit of my Final Fantasy VII game since my computer went down to the point that I can't stream anymore. And, like, I keep wanting to start Chrono Cross, but it's like, no, I'll wait until Mike's available so we can co-host that one. Because you were so on my ass about it, you know?
I'm actually still kind of playing Chrono Cross when I get a chance.
Recording?
Yeah, no, I am. I wanted to clarify something. Anyway, you can follow him twitch.tv/Zevia. We've got our other friends, Katie, at twitch.tv/KTSals and twitch.tv/KahunaPirate, because I think Sean does it. Yeah. Sean does it too.
Does he? Okay.
And you can probably find their Twitters and all that type of shit. I guess quick shout outs real quick
what
to
about Ninjelephant?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Twitch.tv/NinjaElephant, who just got engaged, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Steve's getting married.
Congrats to him, man.
Yeah, congrats, Steve, for getting married. Eventually. Steve. Yeah. Steve as opposed to Steve-in.
Ah, got it.
So congrats, Pecan, to your betrothment.
Pretty cool, man.
So, yeah, right on, man. I guess quick shout-outs real quick to everyone who gave us questions tonight. Lindsay.
Did Rain post one?
Yeah, the hand thingies.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was the one who did hand... I don't even remember what they're called now.
Hander pants.
Or snuggies, right?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks to Lindsay. Thanks to Lorraine. Thanks to Sean. Thanks to the Glitter Queen, Kate, also known as the Butterfly. That's
the beautiful butterfly.
The beautiful butterfly. Thank you, Kate. We'll have you on soon.
Vegas.
Is she coming down?
Well, she partied with us a couple weekends ago.
Oh.
So.
I'm gonna do a drunk podcast.
Met her through Lindsay and Lorraine and Megan and all them. And then thanks to everyone who good hanging out with everyone that went to Lindsay's birthday party last week. Happy birthday, Lindsay, by the way. Up at Downtown Disney, Travis, Pinto, all you guys had fun. I think that'll pretty much do it for the podcast. This always takes too fucking long. We'd stop. So anyways, I guess that will be it for episode 6 of the All the Things podcast. From Mike, Steve, Darren, and Dan, thank you guys for listening.
We're still shitting.
Yeah. Dan, who's still pooping.
Thanks for the update.
Please come back for episode 7. And, catch you guys later.
Fuck anyone's listening.
Yep. Hey, guys. So the episode's technically over, but in the previous podcast, we had mentioned the drunk podcast we had recorded for Lindsay's graduation party a couple weeks ago. And I know several people have been wanting to listen to that. However, unfortunately, when I was putting together the episode, the previous episode, I forgot to put it at the end, so that you guys can hear it, and again, apologies for putting it out so late, I've added it on to the end of episode 6, so that we can finally hear what went on, and it's, you know, it's pretty fun. Now, just keep in mind that we're all real trashed, and kind of go from there. So, for those of you who have been looking forward to it and can finally have it, enjoy the Drunk Podcast from earlier in December. Hello and welcome to the 5th episode of the All the Things podcast. We have here to my right the beautiful Lorraine Torres. Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, hello.
We have Darren Estrin. Hello, Darren.
Yes.
Sup, Lorraine? How are you doing?
We have the Kenny to my Cartman. Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
We have. And I only know this because of Christmas. We have Holly. Hello, Holly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we have a special guest.
Legend.
Who's here on every podcast. Dan, the man.
The Shelley.
Mayor.
She was just here.
Hello, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm really fucking drunk.
She's right there.
Now.
Where's Matt?
Now, we are all incredibly trashed, except for Holly. You look sober.
Right,
I'm podcasting. To my left, we have Megan Duck.
The duck of Megan.
I won't tell you what she does, but needless to say, good person, beautiful.
Cosplayer.
Welcome to the podcast, Megan. How are you doing?
I am drunk.
That's great. Now, if you guys remember from our first podcast, Lindsay, who was on the podcast, she graduated from college. We have Lindsay graduating from college. Lindsay, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Lindsay. Lindsay, welcome.
I'm on a fucking podcast.
You are on a podcast.
Wow.
This is the second one. Lindsay, come here. How does it feel? You've put through all the bullshit. You have finished college. You are a college graduate. You have your bachelor's degree. You are ready to go out into the world and make the world your bitch. How are you feeling tonight?
Does that mean that I'm like an official like woman now? Like,
you are.
I'm like on the fucking market right now because that's pretty much how I feel.
That's how you feel.
And you know,
like a boss.
You know, it just kind of amazes me because it's like. things that I would never imagine happen to me, like, has happened to me tonight. Like, I walked to my hotel room and I started, like, bawling my eyes out because, like, this stuff never happens to me. And you know what? Like, all these people here just for me, like, means the world and then some to me.
Lizzie,
so.
You are loved. You have friends. You have worked your ass off. You are done with your graduation. And we are here to have a good time. We are fucked up.
Hell yeah, we are.
Fucked up.
I don't even know how many drinks I'm in right now. I just keep getting them for free. And I'm like, what the hell?
As you should.
I know, but it's usually reversed. So that's bizarre to me. Because I'm like, whoa, like, wait a minute. Like, but I am like, honestly, like, talking about this stuff will just like totally bring me to tears. Like,
hey,
I am just.
You have finished college. You're trash. You have a fucking hotel room at the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I do. Seventh floor. Like,
how much better can it be?
Oh, the balcony, yes. I don't think it gets better.
No, it doesn't get better.
I really don't think it gets better.
No, this is the absolute best you could possibly be.
Because it's like, you know, the people who were meant to be here tonight, like, are meant to be here. And
yeah.
That honestly means the world to me. And I'm going to start crying if I,
no.
if I keep thinking
Lizzie,
about
cry.
It. And I don't want to cry. I'm gonna
don't cry. Don't cry. You have just bought another drink. Hey, excuse me, sir. What have you bought for this lovely lady right here?
Just an adios.
Just an adios.
Yes.
By the way, an adios is a fucking mixture of all sorts of shit to get you fucked up. So, Lindsay, have a drink. Have a drink.
Have a lot of drink.
Look at that.
How much is that?
Lindsay, hey. Have a drink of your adios, and you tell me how it is.
This gentleman got me an adios.
Excuse me, sir.
How much is
your adios?
Excuse me, sir. What is your what is your name?
Eric.
Say that again in the microphone.
Eric.
Eric. Thank you to the. By the way, welcome to the All the Things podcast. You have bought this lady here a pot. You have bought this
Wait,
lady here.
He works for Google. I don't know if that's allowed.
Okay. And he has an amazing Boba Fett shirt, or sorry, Boba Fett sweater going on. You have bought the lady here an adios, motherfucker. How proud of you are you? How proud of you are you of her for graduating college?
Very proud.
Excellent. Lindsay, how did that taste?
Yes!
I don't know yet. We'll find out later.
Okay. Well, you're drunk. So, anyways.
This will be an entirely unproductive podcast.
No, this will be the most productive podcast we've ever done.
Wait a minute. He's not fazed by this because he has his own degree in computer science. So this is like whatever to him.
That's fine. That's fine.
He has his own like real job.
That's fine.
He's like going to get his master's. Like he's legit, man. Like,
yeah, legit. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
We have just enough beer.
We have drunk Lindsay and drunk Lorraine. This is the best.
Fuck yeah, we have drunk
ever!
Lorraine.
Amazeballs!
Okay, so, guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
This is a geek podcast.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
on this podcast,
gotta drop some names.
We talk about everything that is geek. We have talked. Hold on!
Geek Sheik!
We have talked about Star Trek.
Yes.
We have talked about Pokemon.
Doctor Who, motherfucker.
We've talked about Skyrim. We have talked about
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Lee Sheik.
We have talked about Lee Sheik.
Yeah.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Lee Sheik.
Yeah.
Tell us about Lee Sheik.
It's a startup company with a lot of like, I mean, at the moment it's not very nerdy, but it's getting there. I got a lot of like 8-bit artwork stuff coming up, especially ornaments. It's coming, so a little patience and hopefully a lot of buys equals extended appreciation shop livage. I don't
okay.
know if that makes sense.
If any of you guys like Blizzard products, have seen pictures of BlizzCon, Lorraine is the mistress of pain.
She's now renamed to the lady of, I'm sorry, the maiden of lust.
The maiden of lust.
Woo!
You're gonna be on the floor.
AKA the coolest.
Lorraine is by far the best cosplayer I have ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Her costumes are beautiful. Her costumes are great. If you want some awesome shit, You go to Leech Chic on Etsy. L33T space CHIC Leech Chic to find Lorraine Torres costume designs things. So, about that said, Daniel Mayer, my friend, my hetero life mates, this week we start Star Wars The Old Republic.
The New Old Republic.
Now, no. It's like WoW with lightsabers.
I'm starting my own guild, fuck you. Just saying.
Okay, anyway.
You know what it's going to be called? 101 and stuff. 101 and stuff. Yes. That's what it is.
Hey, I'll
all the things 101, because 101 in Disney terms means that things are broken. So, all the things 101.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay. So we're playing Star Wars The Old Republic. This game comes out this week.
Why aren't we engaged? We need to be. I know.
Come here. Give her a hug.
No, fuck.
Come here.
I want to kiss. I love you.
I want to
That was the first one. Let me say this. This is the first awesome girl kiss on the All the Things podcast.
We got this shit.
Lorraine, come here. I need my girls. Come here. Come here. I need my girls. Where are my grills at? Where are my grills at? Lorraine.
This is like two of three. We did this a few times.
Wait. Yeah, we have.
Two of three.
And you're always a really good kisser.
Oh, you too.
Come here. One.
I just know what you
come
like.
Apologize.
I just got kissed by two girls.
Fuck
that's
yeah,
awesome.
He did.
Okay, hold on.
I don't get that shit.
So, Lorraine, you've been playing World of Warcraft for a long time now.
Long, long, long time.
Are you looking forward to Star Wars The Old Republic?
Well, fuck yeah, I am. It's going to be amazing. I've seen, like, I actually took time to see the new cinematics and everything. I'm really impressed. So, hopefully, it'll be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it'll be, like, I'm hoping that it'll be up to par with everything everyone's been raging about, which is pretty badass.
Now, here's the important question. Are you playing Jedi Order or Sith Empire?
Fuck, I am playing Sith Empire.
That's
fuck
right.
Yeah!
Sith Empire! Dan! Give me a fuck yeah for the Sith Empire.
Fuck yeah!
Okay, now Lorraine. What are you playing in the Sith Empire?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm going to figure that shit out after
warrior.
I get in there.
Please tell me warrior.
You know what?
I'm playing a Sith warrior.
I'm playing Sith warrior.
Sith warrior. That's what I'm going to do.
That's right. Sith warrior.
That's what my boys want. I'll get in there.
Fun. Where my girls at? Where my grills at?
Girls at where you want me to be at. I'm there.
Now, Dan, you're playing an Inquisitor.
Imperial Agent.
Imperial Agent. Tell me about how
Dan,
you.
Dan, why?
What kind of race are you playing as an Imperial Agent?
The Smurf people.
Smurf.
The Chiss. Dan is playing the Chiss.
He's playing a fucking Smurf. That's what it is.
He's playing a Chiss.
A Smurf.
He's playing a Chiss.
Smurf.
You know what? Okay. You know what? I will go with fucking Lorraine. He's playing a Smurf. So. Anyways.
Just 5 minutes, 2 minutes ago.
How excited are you now, Lorraine? We are playing. Okay, so you're playing a Sith warrior because we have talked you into it.
Fuck yeah, you have.
Are you going to be a tank, or are you going to play a Sith DPS with two lightsabers?
Sith DPS with two lightsabers, because that's what I've always been anyways. Even in WoW, I was always like support. I want to continue to be support. I don't intend to be anything other than support.
Okay. Now, you have a choice of what color your lightsaber is going to be. I, being a Sith, am going to be an asshole, and I'm going to wear fucking red lightsaber.
Fuck yeah!
I'm a Sith warrior, so I'm going to have one lightsaber. You'll have two.
Oh.
Now, of your two lightsabers, DPS, support class, what color lightsabers are you going to go with?
I've always been a fan of blue and greens, so I might actually stick with my blue and green.
Okay.
In this case. I love my reds and blacks and all that good stuff, but black has never worked well for lightsaber usage, so I will stick to my blues. Maybe a little green in there somewhere. We'll see when it comes down to it.
I personally have been a fan of the purple lightsabers.
Purple. Fuck yeah, purple.
Purple.
Maybe I'll go in that direction.
I'm probably going to tank with this purple lightsaber.
I might join you.
Mike, so you, so Lorraine and Nate are going DPS?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, I am.
I'm going tank.
I've always been
Do you
DPS.
Need a second tank?
I think we're good. We only need me.
So I'll go DPS with Lorraine.
Yeah, DPS can win, man. I'm following with my hat.
Lorraine now has a hat on.
I do.
It's my hat.
So anyways.
It's his hat.
It's Darren's hat. So how much are you looking forward to crushing the bullshit that is the Jedi Order?
I'm looking way forward to fucking up the Jedi. Fuck the Republic. Empire? I don't even know anymore.
I'm yeah. Hell yeah.
The singing's a lot.
I'm gonna cut this for now. We will pick this up shortly.
We're drunken.
We are drunken right now.
Bye!
Can you be drunk for the second half of this podcast?
Love.
Stay tuned for part two of the Drunken Podcast.
The Drunken Podcast.